It's time now for the 18th man with Sean Hunter. And this morning we're wrapping up all the action from week two of the preseason challenge and previewing week one of the regular season. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Antoine. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you going?
Very well, mate. Very well.
Now, before we start, quick announcement. So we have a sponsor for the show, and we want to send out a shout out to Rami and the team from Big Papa's Pizza. Thanks for jumping on board. All I can say is you make the best pizzas. Oh, and you make the best spare ribs. Your garlic bread is awesome, and we love your ice cream.
Just on Big Papa's Pizza, mate. I got a bit of a tradition with my mates at Origin time. Got a friend of mine who lives very close to Big Papa's, and every Origin series, we have at least one game at his place, and that's always on the menu and always a treat, mate. So glad to have him aboard.
Ah, pizza and footy. What's better?
Winning footy games whilst eating pizza.
All right. Well, if you're saying that, let's jump right in. Let's talk about some winnings.
Well, speaking of winning, we've got the Roosters demolishing the Rabbitohs, so proving that buying juniors from other clubs is working wonders in Sydney for the Roosters. Yeah, this was one of those games that we spoke about last week where both clubs heading over to Vegas. It was basically the leftovers and what they could rustle up, and it turns out that the leftovers of the Roosters was better than what the Rabbitohs could offer. So not too much to look into in that game, but definitely a bit of fun and some cool tries scored. Yeah, then we had the Sharks versus the Bulldogs, which was probably more of a traditional trial with, especially leading into it. And they've got a week off after this, so they tried to get some good minutes into some of their stars. Crichton only played a short stint in his first game as captain, probably about 20 minutes or so, but, certainly showed why they've brought him over there. The Bulldogs, were probably one big Burton bomb away from winning, which is all the offers to the team, really. But recruit Josh Curran was quite impressive and sparked a lot of good ball movement for the Dogs. So it looks like he's going to earn himself a starting spot in that Bulldogs lineup. But Sharks did what they had to do in the end, but didn't really inspire a lot of fear into the oppositions that they'll come up against this season. So I don't see too much in their coffers to come in the next few weeks, mate. But we'll see. The Storm then had a really strong outing against the Knights, but it was quite an error-riddled game, and you expect that just before trials. You want to get all the errors out of your game in the trial games, but the flow wasn't very good from both teams. So Melbourne probably won this game just because they were better disciplined than what the Knights were. The Knights gave away plenty of penalties, plenty of lost ball, and Melbourne traditionally don't do that. So that showed, and they got the win there, mate. Then we've got the Warriors versus the Dolphins, mate. And I guess the Fins down, mate. So Warriors looked really good in this game. It was just sad to see Tommy Gilbert. He's going to be out for the season. He'd only just had a long-term injury last season. So really sad to see that. But that Warriors lineup is strong, mate. It's hard to pick a weakness in there, especially now that they've got two of us a Sheck. So I think you'll see the Warriors in the top four again, to be honest. It's all going to depend on how they go away from home. But with a leader like Kurt Capel, who's made his Warriors debut, it was tough for me to see after having him at the Broncos for a few seasons and enjoying his game. But, good on the Warriors, mate. They looked really good. The talk of the round, though, obviously. I said it last week. Preseason form is the most important. And, we've started off our year with a bit of silverware, which was fantastic to see. So, Broncos winning 40 over Manly. But again, a good performance by the young Broncos, in particular Ben Takura and Josh Patson. So Ben Takura is probably about 7 foot tall, really big bopper, and both of them had really strong showings. Broncos almost got the full points on offer in the preseason challenge. I think they were one offload away in the end, and I was sitting there hoping they would get that. But in the end, it didn't matter, and they've got 100K to split between the squad out in Vegas. So put it all on black if you ask me. Following that, mate, we had the Dragons 34 defeating the Tigers 18 with a real fast start from the Dragons. They came out of the gates, Tigers, they're going to tiger, right? Real soft up the middle, not much going on, and real worrying signs for coach Benji Marshall in his first season at the helm. So it's going to take a lot to turn that rabble around. But if anyone can do it, maybe it's Benji, but maybe it isn't. So we'll just have to wait and see. But if you want to bet some money, it's probably best to put it on the Tigers for the spoon. That's probably better than bank interest, I think.
Ah, harsh. You've heard the, first.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens, mate. I've been wrong before. The Cowboys then defeating the Cowboys 36, defeating the Raiders 26. So this game, it just felt like defense was optional. Both teams were pretty poor, letting in some easy tries. Cowboys ultimately came away with the win. I was quite impressed with Thomas McKayley, who might have clinched a role in the 17 after some good trial form in both games, to be honest. Lastly, We had a trial game up at Ipswich at North Ipswich Reserve with the Titans losing 16 to the Eels 26. So really great day at the footy, mate. The weather gods shined on us in the end, and probably from kickoff all the way through, the sun was beaming, and it was nothing better than good weather, cold tins on the hill at the footy, mate, especially in God's country up here in Ipswich. Eels too strong in the end. Titans, new coach, I don't know if he's trying to implement new stuff, but they really didn't have much in attack. The Eels were just a lot more silky when getting the ball out wide.
Still early days.
It is. It's the best if you're winning preseason tournaments, though, mate. That's the best that you can do.
All right. So next week sees the Vegas round. So all the other teams have the week off. So we've got Manly versus the Rabbitohs at 12:30 on Sunday.
We do, mate, and some spice was added to this contest after some comments were made in both coaches in the lead-up. So Seibold obviously was the coach before Demetrio took over, before Seibold went and ruined the Broncos for a few seasons. But, now it's his turn to do it to Manly, and I'm tipping the Rabbitohs to win this one. But, I also wouldn't put it past Manly's halfback DCE to just utilise the smaller fields that they're going to be playing on. So I think if they are to win, it's going to be on the back of their halfback sort of master kicking game, getting them repeat sets and putting the Rabbitohs on the back foot, turning the big Rabbitohs forwards around and making them chase. So, my tip will be on the Rabbitohs for this one.
So the next one.
After that, mate. Yeah.
So.
The next one, the big one.
Yeah, Roosters versus Broncos, 2:30 on Sunday. What say you, Sean?
Mate, both teams, real strong team put out on the park here. So Roosters fans will be looking to start the season stronger with such a strong lineup that they're putting out there. Some really big players in Manu, and they've picked up Dominic Young from the Roosters. They've got Tedesco who without the World Cup that he had last year, he's had a full preseason, and he's going to be looking to really get his team off to a win at the start. But Kev will be looking to do the same for the Broncos. Well, they've built on their defence. We're about to go one better this year. If you're looking for money for jam, Broncos 13 plus.
Get on it. Get on top of that one.
Reece Walsh, man of the match. Reynolds just re-signed with the club, extending until the end of 2025. Yeah, he's got enough time to win two premierships with us. So let's start the season off strong. 13 plus, the more you put on, the more you get back.
All right, that's another quality wrap-up, Sean. Possibly. Yeah, thanks. And before we go, just one more shout-out. You've probably seen it all over the socials. Tipping comp, it's wrapping up. You've got last days. So if you want to jump onto the tipping comp, head to the Facebook page. Sean, thanks again. You have a great weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Thank you, mate. Talk to you soon.